Here is the truth about the English language. Some words take up so much space in the dictionary that they could be their own book. And the word run would be the biggest book of all. When you think of run, the first thing that might come to mind is a person moving very quickly with their legs. But run can act as both a verb and a noun with meanings too numerous to count, unless you like counting to 645. That is the number of definitions that Oxford English Dictionary has found for run for its upcoming 2037 edition. The massive number of uses for this three-letter word hit a growth spurt during the Industrial Revolution. It has not slowed down since. The good news is you can often guess the meaning by how the speaker or writer uses it. So instead of thinking of run as an impossible list of definitions, think of it as a power tool of language. It can help you communicate a lot of ideas. In fact, I bet you already know more than you realize. So on today's Everyday Grammar program, I am going to help you test your knowledge on run as a verb. I will say a sentence and ask a question. You will have a short time to choose your answers. Ready? Here is the first one.
The crosstown bus runs every 20 minutes on weekdays.
Which meaning of run did the speaker use? A. To move quickly using your legs. B. To travel along a usual route. C. To make a short, quick visit. The answer is B, to travel along a usual route. It can also mean to travel at usual times on the route. We use run in this way when talking about public transportation, such as buses and trains. A bus can run every 20 minutes, for example. It can also run from 1st Street to 10th Street. Number 2.
Careful, don't put the grass cutter down while it's running.
Which meaning of run did the speaker use? A. To function or operate. B. To test or check something or someone. Or C. To produce a flow of liquid. The answer is A, to function or operate. This meaning is generally connected to mechanical or electrical objects and equipment. When the power for a piece of equipment is on, it is running. That also includes car engines and computers. A closely related meaning deals with starting or using a computer program. Number 3.
Muriel Bowser ran for mayor of Washington, D.C. in 2018 and won.
Which meaning of run did the speaker use? A. To test or check someone or something. B. To direct the business or activities of. Or C. To be a candidate for an official position. The answer is C, to be a candidate for an official position. We use this meaning for any person who can be chosen through an election, including for president, governor, or mayor, or unrelated positions. Number 4.
Moira has run a program for young athletes for 3 years.
Which meaning of run did the speaker use? A. To direct the business or activities of. B. To move quickly using your legs. Or C. To make a short, quick visit. The answer is A, to direct the business or activities of. A person or people can run an organization, a company, a program, or even an event. An official can also run an agency or a city, state, or country. For instance, Muriel Bowser now runs the city of Washington, D.C. Number 5.
I need to run a few errands to buy supplies. Then I'm stopping at Mom's house for lunch.
Which meaning of run did the speaker use? A. To cost an amount. B. To leave or go quickly. Or C. To do a task that involves a quick trip. The answer is C, to do a task that involves a quick trip. We almost always use the verb run in relation to errands. We can say, for example, I have a few errands to run, or I need to run a few errands. And here is the last one, number 6.
Sorry, I can't talk now. I have to run. I'm leading a meeting at 2:00.
Which meaning of run did the speaker use? A. To move quickly using your legs. B. To leave or go quickly. Or C. To direct the business or activities of. The answer is B, to leave or go quickly. This is a meaning we use informally with friends, close coworkers, or family. For example, if you were on a phone call with a friend, but you had to quickly end the call, you could tell the person you have to run. Actually, I have to run now too. Thanks for taking the quick test. Look and listen for the word run wherever English is being used. Then, ask yourself if you can guess the meaning by how the speaker or writer uses it. I'm Alice Bryant.